So welcome everybody to Christ's Blessing on this beautiful August 17th. Wherever you are in the heart of God. We are in the heart of Christ, joining together for the blessings of one another and the blessings of the world. And thank you so much for joining. I'm so glad to see I've got some people on the call line early. I love that. I love starting off with community. So we have someone from area code 802, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Well, we were talking about the waters and how sacred the water is and how you would like to do a blessing of the waters from a cruise ship someday.
Indeed I would. I've expressed people who've attended the blessing seminar, but hey, why not put the bug out for everybody? Wouldn't it be great to have 200 of us on a cruise ship offering the blessing into the waters? Obviously, we won't go around the world. It would be way too time-consuming and costly, but we could definitely take a cruise right off of the Gulf down into the Caribbean and back and bless these beautiful waters that actually circulate around. You know, the Gulf Stream circulates around a great part of the earth. And then, of course, it connects with the other waters. So that would be a wonderful blessing, and it's one of my goals. Actually, I'm so glad you brought up about the blessings and the blessing seminar. I want to express an enormous thanks to our blessing givers, because we are at a point where we have blessing givers joining on Sunday around the world. We have a blessing giver in every continent now. Isn't that amazing? And more than one in many continents. And let's see, we're growing. We have almost 300 blessing givers now around the world. And we're growing. And I want to congratulate the blessing givers that just completed their course in how to teach the blessings to other people. That's a whole hurdle unto itself, because learning the blessing yourself is an amazing transformational experience that takes a while to absorb. Just to take on that level of responsibility, joy, love, caring, and offering of Christ's blessing to the world. And then to gain the clarity and the objectivity from that point to teach someone else and to elevate them to that place is an enormous, a wonderful, humongous climb up the mountain. So congratulations to those of you who just completed that course, and all the many blessings to you, because as you teach others, you will be multiplying the numbers of blessing givers around the world. We are growing and we are changing the world. I am on the privilege point of receiving so many thank yous, expressions of gratitude and miracles that have happened. But of course, we know that a miracle is just a greater reality we can't yet explain. It's one of God's realities. And as we reach further into the arms of God and higher up the mountain of spiritual attainment, more of these events we call miracles begin to happen in our life and become part of daily life. And that's what's so wonderful about being a blessing giver. And we are having our next blessing conference on the coming equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. Of course, that's the autumn equinox. For those of you coming from the Southern Hemisphere, you would be coming from and heading back into springtime. But you'll be here in the autumn equinox. And it's just glorious here because the humidity declines. And those of you who are not, actually, I love the humidity here. It's not an oppressive humidity at all. It's not like rainforest humidity. It's just enough that my skin stays dewy and I never get those summer dryouts that I did in the desert. So I think it's lovely. But those of you who aren't adapted to it, will particularly enjoy the fall because it's just the ideal humidity for almost any human being. And we're going to be right on the water offering blessings, our final blessing, into the actual Gulf Coast, which will be an experience like we've never had before. So I'm so looking forward to having that experience with all of you who can come and become this special person in your part of the world that becomes an extension of the blessing that's offered around the world every Sunday. And so, Debbie, thanks. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm going to take another caller from area code 209. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. It's Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Glenda, I was just diagnosed with breast cancer and wanted to be included in the blessing. But I had a bigger question in that I've been reluctant to tell people. I guess I have a concern that it will kind of set up a pattern of negativity of people thinking about cancer and my health. And, you know, and a friend of mine said that I shouldn't be that way because it didn't give people a chance to support me. But I guess I'm a little bit more concerned that those patterns of negative thought might be stronger than the actual support I would get. So
no, I do understand that, Deborah. And I think, Sandra, I'm sorry, Sandra. Sandra, I really do understand that, and I know that there are others who have gone through this who feel as you do. I think a lot depends upon who you tell, who you share it with. I saw an interesting ad recently that I will pass on to you. I don't know whether you're going for alternative treatment or traditional treatment or what your plans are. I know that the blessings will make a difference. They have made a huge difference in the life of many people who have gone through cancer, and it's just completely disappeared from their body. I don't mean remission. I mean gone. And it's more than just a few people. So keep your faith high and see your body as well, because one thing I can say to you and everyone else who's been through this is we all have cancer hundreds of times in our life. It happens throughout our life just like a normal form of cellular aberration, and the body just washes it away. It takes care of it. And basically what triggers this natural urge to take care of and eliminate these aberrational patterns is that the body has a very strong imprint of its own perfection. And it replicates its perfection, and through replicating the perfection, it simply weeds out and does not give a place for anything that's less than perfect. And I think that's what you're really looking for, is the replication of the perfect pattern to such a degree that there's no place for the aberration. And that's what we have all done all our life. And it's not just with cancer cells. You know, Sandra, we do that with mindset problems, attitude problems. Remember times when we've been depressed, and that depression could have become the thing that multiplies. It could have multiplied and taken over. But instead, we shift our mind into the positive patternings of how we think. We multiply that, and it crowds out the negatives. It's actually a baseline phenomena that we use as human beings on all levels of healing. And I can really, truly understand how you do not want anyone to replicate that. So I would say, first of all, just be strong in yourself that you don't replicate anything negative, that you see, think of yourself younger, healthier, perfect, and just breathe into that perfection every day receive the blessings, receive the fact that the blessing will only replicate your perfection. That's all it ever addresses. And like I've said so many times in the past, when we pray, we often make the mistake of praying from what's hurting, from praying from what we're afraid of, we pray from our challenges, and thereby we replicate the challenge. Pray from our perfection to God and receiving from God that there is no place in our life for imperfection. Now, that being said, I also wanted to mention a really major ad that I saw. It was on the internet. It was in some of my research. I do lots and lots of research about health and wellness conditions that I can pass on to others in courses or in our newsletter or whatever. And this was an ad that came on from the MD Anderson Cancer Center, which it's a really, really big cancer center. And what was interesting is they had this yellow slash line crossing out cancer. And the new technology that they're using in place of radiation, it's a new form of laser vibration type treatment, which is part of the future of new health. So take a look at Google MD Anderson. I can't tell you any more about it than that, but I do know that the new laser treatments, which have been actually developed more outside the United States, the United States has been highly suppressed by our FDA and some of our traditional therapies that are so heavily vested in, that change is not a welcome thing, but it's coming in because of demand. People are demanding something better. So check into that. It looked to me, it felt good to me when I saw that. And I can't sanction it or underwrite it because I don't know enough. But, that's kind of my take on the whole thing right now.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. I will check that out.
And stay perfect.
I'm going to envision myself being 24.
Yes.
Thank you, Glenda. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and my prayers are with you, and you're in our heart for this blessing and all blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hi, we have a caller from Toronto, 647, and you're on.
Hello, Glenda. It's Helen from New Zealand.
Hi, Helen. I don't know why this comes. You must be on a relay signal from Toronto.
Possibly. Anywho, I have two questions. The first one is really simple, and the second one is the real question I want to ask. So shall I ask the simple one first?
Sure.
It's about your blessing seminar trainings. I'd love to come all the way from New Zealand. However, my question is it possible to do the blessing training and how to train others to do the blessings in the same seminar? Or do you ever combine them, like 2 days to teach the blessings and 2 days to teach how to teach the blessings?
Well, actually, Helen, we are doing our teacher training through live streaming webinars. So that does not involve travel.
Oh, wow.
So you're fine on that. But we do require that a person come to the live blessing twice. Because, as you know, it takes a lot of growth to be really standing in your boots, connected to the earth, Christ in your heart, knowing that you're getting the results that you're intending to convey. We have made an exception for someone internationally, actually two people, and we would consider making an exception for you if you really feel strong about your that you've had enough experience and enough practice.
Okay, thank you.
Right? Yes. You and I could have a conversation about that, but we would love to have you in September because
you
would make such an incredible contribution to this time.
Thank you, Glenda.
Okay, what's the question?
Yeah. The first question is, I've recently become aware of something that's what I call a spiritual dichotomy, where I get to a point where I think, right, I know what the answer is, and then I start applying it, and then someone tells me, actually, if you were more evolved, you would have gone through that and passed it, and you'd now be somewhere else. So the specific situation at the moment is, I'm studying goal setting and the importance of knowing where you're going and having direction, and God wants for you what you want for you, all that kind of thing. So I've been clarifying my goals and telling the universe what my goals are and trying to program my subconscious mind to help me get that. But now I'm being told that actually, perhaps if I was even more evolved, I wouldn't have to have any goals at all, because the universe knows what's best for me, and if I just remain open and trusting and observant, and whatever presents itself to me today, that's what I should be grateful for and love that moment and be fully present in it. So, did Yeshua have any guidance on whether or not we should have goals and dreams?
Well, yes, he did. He does, and he's knocking on my door right now. First of all, he wants you to know that as a perfect spiritual being, the primary reason you have an incarnate experience is to learn to carry your goals through obstacles. He is a perfect spiritual being, was, is, and always will be, but he had one heck of an obstacle. And he had to go through it. And he prayed to go around it, and God said, no, you do not go around this, because you must go through it. That is how you perfect your incarnate experience.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, for this other person or these other people telling you an alternate explanation, well, I've got two takes on that. One is, it could be wisdom, depending upon their orientation. It could be a pile of horse pucky, depending upon another orientation. I have noticed in some aspects of the spiritual world, there's a lot of escapism, and people have tried to use their spirituality to escape challenges. And they get so far, and I've seen people become very, I'm sorry, but kind of airy-fairy, out there really not achieving anything. But, oh, it's so good, life's so good. But they don't, you look at their life and they haven't done anything. They're not doing anything and not achieving anything. Now, that's as negative as I'll go. I think there's a call for that. Those words were not mine. Those words coming through me were an annoyance from upstairs with people who try to bypass the challenges of life. The challenges of life build compassion. Now, they build compassion, they build self-esteem, they build a sense of accomplishment, and they create the absolute accomplishment that means we don't have to come back and do this again. Now, for the wisdom that could be in the hearts of some people advising you, so, you know, we don't know. We can't judge these people. I'm just reflecting on their advice, not on the people. There could be foolishness in their advice. There could be wisdom in their advice. Since I don't know them and I can't be in their heart, I won't judge them. So here's for the wisdom. The wisdom is, if they're looking at you struggling and not having enough faith, they may be addressing that. And they may be saying, Helen, just relax. Have faith that you will be guided above and beyond these obstacles, and that even when you don't know where you're going, a part of you does know where you're going. Okay? So I think what you have to do is you have to acknowledge the fact that in every comment from another person, there could be wisdom, or there could be something less than wisdom. And you take what, it's kind of like going to a salad bar. You take what really appeals to you and works for you. and you say thank you, no thank you to the rest. Don't struggle with what comes from someone else, including me. Okay?
Yeah.
Because whatever comes from someone else will only be partially appropriate for you. If their heart is good, if they're knowledgeable or sound people, they will have more to offer. And just use your intuition about that, okay?
Yes, okay, thank you.
I think that was kind of an everybody question. I think one time or another, we've all kind of wondered about that. So we have someone from area code 604.
Aloha, Glenda. It's Wayne.
Wayne, oh, my gosh. You have been on my list moving toward the top for days.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm in B.C., Canada, visiting Patty, and I'm planning on showing up in Corpus Christi. So, I don't know if you know or not, but we have been working on a book for 5 years, and it's coming to fruition now. What we do as shamanic, Hawaiian shamanic bodywork, we want it to proliferate in Canada. So I have an immigration interview in Los Angeles, October 1st, at the Canadian consulate.
Great.
Yeah, and it's on October 1st, so I figure I'd come to the Corpus Christi blessing first.
Yay.
And share and bathe in that energy before going to the consulate. So my question to you is there the nearest airport to Corpus Christi, is it Houston?
No, it's Corpus Christi.
Oh, it has an international airport?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so a flight coming from L.A. would probably touch down in Houston, or...?
It probably would go to Houston and then to Corpus.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm really looking forward to joining with you and singing for God.
Oh, yes. Wayne, I tell you what. We are kind of getting close on time today, and you and I need to have a long conversation. So let me call you probably tomorrow.
Okay? Okay. Sounds good.
Great. And everybody, Wayne is such an incredible spiritual light and singing troubadour.
Thank you.
You have just, this is going to, I can't believe, this is going to make our event. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, God, for sending Wayne our way. And Wayne is already a blessing giver, doing great work out there. And after his second time, you're going to be ready for blessing for teaching a blessing.
Yes, thank you.
Which you're phenomenal at.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks, Wayne. I'm going to take one more call real quick, and that is from Erica 321. Is that Scott?
Hey, may I please share something good that happened?
Hi.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can be quick, Scott.
Okay, whenever I've called in with a goal or a challenge or something I wanted to improve, I've had really good experience. One thing I called in about is... they were letting me do accompaniment at the little congregation I attend.
Huh?
And what happened was we purchased a new keyboard, and they let me use the old one for practice. And I asked the board recently if I could, you know, please purchase the old one. And they talked about it, and they just decided to give me this old older keyboard, which is a beautiful instrument. And it's not every day somebody gives you something really nice. But
oh, congratulations. Said, that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. And the reason they did it is because, you know, I was just making myself useful, do little things around the place, you know, little vacuum or paper vases or, you know, vacuum bug poop out of the drawers or whatever. And it wasn't like it was a fulfilling type of service because, it wasn't like five people are lined up to do it. You know, it was more like something maybe wasn't done for 2 years. happy to be able to jump in there, you know. And so just because I made myself useful, they said you can have it. It's called a harmonium. It's an acoustical keyboard instrument.
Well, that's wonderful, Scott. Thank you for sharing. And everybody, there's a nice parable in that. And so that is that sometimes we just have to pay it forward. We have to use our faith, our ingenuity, our sense of charity to push forward to others, to worthy goals, worthy situations. And the universe will fill that vacuum back for us. It happens all the time for me. It happens for anybody and everybody who's ever tried it. So if you haven't done it, give it a try. I think you'll be very, very glad, because you know what? There are lots of things we don't even think of asking for, but God knows it they would be good for us. And if we let God return the favor, you never know what you're going to get. Could be something really particularly wonderful. So let's, as it turns out, this was a community time call, and we have run the whole gamut on community today. So I will just take a minute to do what I don't do every time, but I want to welcome new people coming for a blessing. This is you don't have to do anything. This is, well, except pray. This is as simple as it gets. You're just going to sit in your chair, unless it's too cold or uncomfortable for you somewhere, please remove your shoes and socks, because so often the fabrics that we have in our shoes and socks are synthetic today, and they don't conduct the energies, the magnetic energies of the earth, as strongly or as cleanly as we need them to. So remove your shoes and socks, unless it's a matter of religious or faith practice, uncover your head to create the perfect energy conduit from heaven to earth with you in a comfortably seated position. Do not cross your arms or your legs. And just close your eyes, relax your head, and allow your attention to fall into your heart. And I will say an invocation to Yeshua, and you will begin your prayer. That will go on for about 3 minutes while the blessing givers and I conduct the Christ energy. And it's energy that's already here for you. Anyone can tap into it anytime, but we tend to be so focused on the world that we find it difficult, even in our prayers, to get the right frequency. And that's what we do for you, is we help you make that connection. The prayer is between you and your Creator, you and God. The love is between you and Christ. And the Holy Spirit will bring the life creative energy through you that will conduct the blessing through every cell of your body into the energetic aura around your body and beyond. And when we are done, I will let you know. I want you to go and rest for about 7 minutes or more. Don't think in that time. This is a time just for assimilating and receiving and allowing your body to synthesize and your soul and your heart to synthesize everything that has been given to you. Let us begin. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, beloved soul of the universe, we thank you for the blessing we are about to receive. We know that you have given it with all your heart, soul, body, and being, that we may have the same connection as you have with the Father, no less in any way. We thank you for your love, your continual guidance, and for bringing to us the pattern of perfection to which we can all grow and move toward. We ask that you be with those who were not here to pray for themselves. We ask that through us, you will extend your energy to those who so need it, the elderly, the children, those in need, those who are grieving, those who are afraid. We ask that you be with each one of those among us struggling with a health problem, that they may see this is only a challenge to be overcome with perfection. We ask these things all in your name. From God the Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us begin. Receivers, begin your prayer. Blessing givers, join me in the conveyance. The energetic conveyance is complete. Now go and rest. Be with God. Receive in your heart all that has been given. Blessings always. And so long for now. I look forward to being with you again next Sunday and hope that we will be together. Bye-bye.